Good morning. It is 9:08 a.m. We are here today, October 30, 2013, in the OPA Hearing Room, Suite 907 of the DNA Building in Hagatnya, Guam, for the pre-hearing regarding OPA PA 1311 and OPA PA 1312. Presiding over the hearing today are Hearing Officer Ignacio Agigi and Public Auditor Doris Flores Brooks. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Llewellyn Terlahi and Ashley Garland. Will the appellant Triple J Motors please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
This is Matt Kane with Cabot Mancinonia LLP here for Triple J Motors.
Will the purchasing agency, General Services Agency, please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Fred Nishihira, Assistant Attorney General representing Government Home.
Will the interested party, Cars Plus LLC, please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Levin Camacho on behalf of Cars Plus.
Thank you.
Okay, good morning, Council. Just as a preliminary matter, Mr. Nishihira, are you entering your appearance?
Yes, today, right after this, I have it. Entry of appearance will be filed, substituting out Mr. Bob Cohen. I was off island, so we had made arrangements that he would take care of the preliminary items until I came back.
Okay. All right, so on the agenda this morning for the pre-hearing conference, we have a status of motions filed and any scheduling issues. So the public auditor has before her, I believe, three motions that are pending. The first is a motion to consolidate the two appeals, PA 13-11 and 13-12. Also, there is a motion to stay procurement and then also a motion to compel production of the complete procurement record. So we can go through each one of those motions, but are there any other motions that are on the record pending?
If I may, I just filed a motion to dismiss. It's not one of these two cases, but it's a related case, 13014. But if today's not the time and place, then we'll wait on that one.
Right. Well, since we're on that, I think what we're going to do on the procurement appeal 13-14, which was filed by Cars Plus, is that has to go through its own procedure at that time, and the public auditor will issue whatever orders are necessary. But for the purposes of this appeal, or this hearing this morning, it will be for 13-11 and 13-12. However, in the 13-14 appeal, I believe there was a notice of appointment of a hearing officer for me to serve on that. So, of course, you have time to respond to that, but on the record, are you prepared to say that there are no objections?
There's no objections on behalf of Cars Plus, and I believe the only thing that we did submit a statement of related cases to these,
yes,
just so the GSA didn't have to reproduce the entire procurement record, and we received a certification yesterday putting in the information that the OPA requested for that appeal, just to make sure that there is everything necessary for the 14 matter, not these are the cases. So that's no objection to the hearing officer. And
okay. Any objections from Triple J?
No.
Okay.
None from the OPA.
Okay.
And the other thing, in the interest of efficiency, too, we would like to hear the two appeals almost concurrently so that, you know, everybody is present for all of the discussions.
Yeah. Okay. So what we'll do is we'll be setting a pre-hearing conference on your appeal, Mr. Camacho.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we can... All right, and so we can have there will be a forthcoming pre-hearing that will be scheduled in your case specifically.
We just wanted to make sure, I mean, for scheduling purposes, the more we can get together, the easier it will all be. So.
Okay, so aside from, so that issue is addressed on the motion to dismiss in that separate case. So we have the three motions that are pending now in the appeals, these two appeals. The first is the motion to consolidate the two cases. So are there any other comments or any other issues that the parties wish to raise on consolidating, for now, these two cases?
Right, we're not going to do the motions today, right? We're just going to set schedules for it, because I want to respond to the motion to consolidate after taking a closer
look.
Okay.
So if we could have the opportunity to respond to each one of the, mainly the motion to consolidate. I need some more facts also from one of my clients.
Okay, so the government would like an opportunity to submit its written
response to the motion
to consolidate.
Actually, to the motions, if I could just have one response date to respond to any of the motions that I've been.
Okay, so all three of the motions then.
And not including the one to dismiss, right? I haven't seen that one at all. Then, so.
We're not addressing the issue of the motion on 13-14.
Okay, so the three on these two, yes. Thank you.
Yeah.
If I may, I'm just a little concerned because this has been delayed a little bit. I mean, the key in this issue is speeding it up. And of course, I want to give them an opportunity, but today's hearing was noticed on the 16th of October that we'd be dealing with the motions filed. And I know these motions were filed early. So if you want to give leave for that, I just hope that it can be expedited as well.
Mr. Nishiyar, how about November 5th to submit your written position next Tuesday?
May I just get my calendar up? Just want to make sure. November.
That's Tuesday of next week.
Wow. Don't we normally get, like, normally we set the, at the first pre-hearing, we set the motions and the response and so forth, right? So can I get 2 weeks at least? And then and then we can have these motions right at the beginning of the hearing. So it's not like we have to have a separate motion date.
I mean, one of the motions is a one-page motion to consolidate these two appeals.
Right, but the response may be more than one page, given, and like I said, I do need to speak. I haven't spoken to the chief of police, and there may be no problem, or there may be a big problem, depending what the chief of police says.
So, how many days do you want?
So, yeah, I'm just asking if I could have 2 weeks instead of just next Tuesday, especially because I'll be off tomorrow, and then the day after that is just a government holiday, so I'm taking some time.
Part of our problem is my senior staff is going to be off filing the end of the month, and if we get the end of the month, I'm going to know now so that I can change her out now so she doesn't get further involved. So it's all this. Let me rephrase. We want to try to finalize everything before the 15th, okay? if that's not possible, then I and it goes further in, then I have to change out my senior staff.
You anticipate having a hearing by the 15th?
Yes, if that's at all, yeah. That's what we're trying to do.
Okay.
Because there is concern that there is the issue, also we haven't really, has the cars been ordered, has it been canceled, you know,
right.
those types of issues.
I'm not anticipating this hearing taking very long. The facts are probably going to be mostly stipulated to
mm-hmm.
This one is what I anticipate. We may have a little time spent on the motion arguments, but
mm-hmm.
the facts of the case itself don't really seem too much in dispute, right?
Yeah, I think the only thing that, you know, Mr. Kane does have a point, that the motions have been pending for a while, and
okay.
I, looking at the motions, the substantive part of the motions, which is the motion to state the procurement, that is with regard to the second appeal that was filed. This is the new invitation for bid.
Right.
And we also have the motion to compel the production of the procurement record and the consolidation. So I don't think that it's something that would require, I mean, you know, two-week time period to respond. Maybe we can shorten that a bit so we can dispose of the motions, because I assume Mr. Kane would also want an opportunity to submit a reply, correct?
If opposition is warranted, then a reply would be in
yes.
order. Yeah.
Yeah, so that we're trying to factor that into consideration. Also, when you file your opposition, then he would have an opportunity to file his reply.
Well, I mean, I think the timeliness issue that was raised in terms of the protest affects the consolidation and the motion to consolidate, in particular whether or not there's jurisdiction. And I know that that's a total separate issue that needs its own motion, but just gleaning from Mr. Nishihara, that's really what it comes down to, the consolidate, you know, whether or not the protest that was filed for the 11 matter was timely, and whether or not the 12 can be basically bootstrap jurisdiction over the first matter onto the invitation for bid in the second matter. So as far as the status or the motion to stay procurement, they canceled that invitation for bid the day before it was supposed to go out, and there have been no subsequent publications for or requests for an invitation for bid for contact impact aid. So I don't even think it's a live issue at that time. When they first filed their appeal, the following day was when they were supposed to open the bids on the rebid, and that was canceled. And that's then they subsequently filed an appeal for the cancellation. So I don't even know if that's really.
See, that's where I'm a little bit confused. I couldn't tell for certain, and I apologize too because I haven't read all of 14. But has it indeed been canceled?
I'm not sure if it's canceled or just stayed
pending. Or stayed,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And see, we
yes.
need to kind of clarify all of those,
right.
all of that information.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
yeah,
well,
second,
I mean,
I don't think so.
Here's what I've been toying with too. So maybe then, given what you said too, is I've had a jurisdictional issue also because of how the complaint was raised on specific performance. If it's rendered that way, whether the OPA has jurisdiction once a contract is formed. So that's an issue. Maybe I should raise then right off the bat too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? As in the form of a motion. You know,
mm-hmm.
if it's a if it's as Mr. Kane is alleging in the complaint, are we even in the right form? You know what I mean? That's something that, and that's why I need to talk to the chief of police. I don't know. If
we want to complete the briefing by the 15th.
Yes, so.
I mean,
but he should earlier. He should write tomorrow so that he can.
Yes, the complete briefing.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So, in other words, we want to complete the briefing so that Mr. Kane has an opportunity to submit the replies by the 15th. So, Mr. Nishihara, can we work within that schedule so that you file your opposition? You know, by the 12th. Mr. Kane, is that
yes.
okay for you?
Well, again, I mean, I just have to state for the record that the motion that one of the three motions was September 25th, so it's been a while. It's been over a month now, I think. And the whole point is the unnecessary delay is what our biggest concern is here. I mean, I can speak on the issues raised with regards to the two appeals and the consolidation, because they're actually based on protests of different decisions. So it's not a bootstrapping effort. And so, I mean, if we're going to stick to the scheduling matters, I understand if you want to grant extra time. And so the 15th, that would make the briefing due the 15th, and then the hearing would be delayed as well. So, I want to be amenable to these to our flexibility, but again, we don't demonstrate that we're allowing it purely because there's no stake in it. The unnecessary delay continues.
So noted, and part of it, I was off island too, so this is the earliest, okay? Normally we can schedule pre-hearings, but actual hearings, I'm present. And so part of this delay was I did not get back until, you know, so we do apologize, but we do, I think our record has shown that we've done gone out of our way to try to expedite matters.
Absolutely, and I'm referring more to opposing these motions. Mm-hmm. These motions have been pending for a month. There's mm-hmm. no opposition on the record, mm-hmm. and to grant another, what is it, a week and a half from now to file an opposition, just the delay continues. I'm not faulting the OPA whatsoever.
So the answer to that is I can submit oppositions. I'd also like to then, given that opportunity, to file a brief as well with regard to jurisdiction. So I'll file all my briefs by the 12th, and you can set whatever date the opposition is as well. So.
Mr. Nishi, are you asking to be given the opportunity to file new motions?
Yeah, by the 12th. I mean, normally, that's what normally we do when we first come in, right? We set status, we set motion dates, response dates, and so, I mean, I'm coming in, this, and that's why I said Bob Kona was initially appointed, was because had we come in, we would establish the first thing we would have done is motion dates. And so, I mean, if you look at it, really, it's less than 2 weeks that we're coming in to set the motion dates, and I'm saying, yeah, I'll submit both the oppositions as well as my motion. I think it's going to be singular in nature, the motion I do. Like I said, I haven't been able to speak to the chief of police, but right now I anticipate submitting one motion with regard to jurisdiction.
Okay. So the public auditor will give set the deadline of November 12th as a date to file oppositions and any motions.
So if the motion is filed, then will there also be an opposition and reply?
Yes, that's what we're setting right now.
Okay.
So then on the 15th, November 15th, that would be the deadline to file any replies to any oppositions that are filed on the 12th. And then the 19th to file any oppositions to any motions that are filed on the 12th. And then the 22nd to submit any replies to oppositions filed by the 19th.
Now here's our conundrum, okay? We want to somehow bring 14 in also and not further delay this because you're all related. And so...
We would have no objection to using the 12th as the, as a schedule for...
Okay.
Pre-hearing.
That's correct. Well, no, just for the dates. Mm-hmm. So any motions, there is a pending motion to dismiss. We'll have no problem filing our opposition using this briefing schedule.
Okay.
So you don't have to. We don't have to have another. Oh, we can have another hearing or not. We'll go under these timelines for the.
Okay. 13th. Maybe what we'll do is one. If hearing that, what we'll do then is temper. Once we then just go into yours to say that we've set the same dates.
Yes.
Just for the record. Okay. All right.
And then any pre-hearing that we're going to set any further hearing, then we'll just do it by a written
order.
Okay.
All right. So are these
dates
mutually acceptable to these parties?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So then...
Okay.
Well, because when we can set the hearing date... Because we're going to need time to review it, right? See if the time is. And the. Because sometimes what we tend to do is we go all the way with the video to actually set the hearing date. Okay. So the problem is, we normally don't do this on Wednesdays back, okay? Because that's the day for the visit.
Okay, just looking for scheduling purposes while we have the parties here, we're looking at preliminary date of the 25th and or the 26th for the actual hearing on the merits.
Either day is okay for me.
Sorry?
Either day is okay for me.
Okay.
Because otherwise, Mr. Agge is going to be gone the following week, and then that will further delay it. That's the right reason for trying to have the hearing.
It's no problem.
I can double check, but I think the 26th would be good.
I've also checked all my witnesses, so they'll all be online.
Okay.
No objection to those dates.
Okay, so
we'll subject to confirmation, and then we'll...
Yeah, we'll go ahead and set the 26th. Then we also need to...
Nice.
Okay, do parties want us, since we have a hearing, the date for the hearing on the merits, we need to establish deadlines for the hearing briefs, witness lists, and exhibits then, which is usually like a week before. So, you know, that would fall on the 19th then.
No problem. Witness list and... Okay.
Well, it's the hearing brief stating that the parties' respective positions regarding the matters at issue, okay, with citations to the record and legal citations, and also discussion about what remedies. So those are the formal hearing briefs. Usually it's the formal hearing briefs, the witness lists, and then the exhibits, and then a joint statement by the parties of any stipulated facts. And usually the deadline is set a week before the hearing, but... You know, we're coming up on the 19th then.
Would the hearing brief just be each file's brief, not responsive? It's just one brief, and then we all submit at the same time?
Yes, just all at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that the 19th is okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
This will all come out in a written order.
In a written order. So I want to make sure that the parties, you know, understand where, since we're scheduling everything now. So we have dates for motions, oppositions, replies, okay. Then we also have the actual hearing on the merits, which will be November 26th, and of course at 9 a.m. subject,
okay.
You know, unless there's any other scheduling issue with that. But assuming it's going to be the 26th at 9 a.m., then the deadline for formal hearing briefs, witness lists, exhibits, and a joint statement of stipulated facts, if any, will be a week before that, which will be September 19th. Okay.
And
November 19th.
I mean, I'm sorry, November 19th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the similar schedule will happen for 14th, and what will happen is we'll hear it concurrently. Yeah.
Okay.
So, any other questions? So what we'll do is adjourn this pre-hearing and go into this one just for the record.
Okay. This concludes the pre-hearing of OPAPA 1311 and 1312, Triple J Motors versus General Services Agency. The time is 9:36 a.m. Thank you.